So there's no boasting in this. By what law? Of works? No, 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 no. Not by works of the law. Not do this, do that. No, the law. But the law of faith. Well, so there was no law, but now he's saying there is a law, because there is a law of faith. The law of faith is you believe God, and you do what he says. I mean, that's, you know, and it's not A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's the things he gives you in the Spirit. That's why it's not something written down, though you look at it as a guide. And not as a guide, and the thing is, of course, we do our best, right? But we have to also know that doing our best is never going to cut it. God has to give us the tools we need to fulfill his demands. By the law of faith, I mean, we believe in him. We believe he's going, like I said, you know, I continually pray and ask God, God, deliver me from drunkenness. Many times, for years. And God didn't do anything for me. I mean, not like he did, well, till one day. And then he sure did something for me. And he answered, and all that stuff was wiped out. Like it never, honestly, it's, in my mind, it all just became like a dream. And it was, I didn't, never could understand after that why I had such, why I was so compelled to do all those things that I hated. He just took it away and forgave the past, the sins that are past. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified. He is made just or declared to be just by faith without the deeds of the law. Because doing the deeds of the law cannot even make you just. Okay, but he had also said, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophet. Meaning this, that when you are justified, you can't be justified by the law, but when you are justified, and when you have obtained the righteousness of God without the law itself is like a witness pointing to your righteousness. Because you can look to the law and see the, what things they are that they don't do and that they do obey. And of course, there is the righteousness of the law and the things, you know, I tell you, I don't follow all those Old Testament things. Like, okay, we got this, that, the other. No, I follow the New Testament law, the law of the Spirit. So I don't wear fringes on my garments and I don't wear my beard all the time. And I don't follow the innumerable other regulations and so on, what you're supposed to eat, what you're not supposed to eat. But I tell you, what am I supposed to eat? I'm supposed to be self-controlled. I'm not supposed to be a pig or a glutton, right? But now if I say, oh, I can't be a glutton. I've thought that for many years, you know, but then when God finally gives it to you, you can be like, you know, I'm going to restrain, where you just are like, you have restraint, where you're like, I don't have to pig out. Just because there's good food around me doesn't mean I have to eat it. Just because there's cheese in the fridge and crackers in the thing doesn't mean I have to go get cheese and crackers in the middle of the night when no one ought to be eating. Sometimes it's good to, and you feel like, you know what, just like when I stopped drinking, I thought, gosh, it feels good to be sober all the time. Gosh, it feels good to be hungry. Hungry is good. You're just feeling like missing something. Hungry. Not bloated and full. So verse 29. So without the deeds of the law, I mean, you don't have to do all the things contained in the law to be justified. You don't have to follow the deeds of the law to all sins to be justified. Because God gives and justifies. Well, see, the fun thing is, because you can't, your whole life, you can't have done all those things. Because you'll have broken laws, broken your conscience, all, you know, whether it be the law of your conscience or the law of God, you have broken it in the past. So you must have Christ's blood and faith in his blood to declare the righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through his forbearance, right? All that stuff is the only way you're going to get justified. Because you have, you can't just be like, okay, from now on, I'm never going to do anything. Right? That's not acceptable to God. Like if I turn around, like let's say I turned myself around. I'm going to go to AA. I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to go do this, that, the other. I'm going to do all these deeds and fulfill the scriptures that God has written. I'm going to do the law. I'm going to do it by the law. I'm going to go by the book. I'm going to go letter by letter. I'm going to fulfill everything he says. I can't be justified like that, even if I fulfill every letter of it. You know why? Because you were a drunkard. You know, God says, well, that's a nice effort. And in fact, there are scriptures that say that when a wicked man turns from his wickedness, he will deliver his soul. God has respect for that, you know? The thing is, in general, we aren't able to do that. Not fully. Not to the extent which, I mean, we turn from some of our wickedness, right? We do a partial job, but man never quite gets around to all of it. Because really, God is so high and so much better than man that it is so, it's just too much for us to attain in one life. And so we end up in all these ways. So we have to have something that is going to take away those past sins, even if we were to live a perfect life from this point forward. Because I believe there will be a point in your life from which, going forward, you are nothing but perfect, even if it comes in the last few hours of your life. Because really, truly, Jesus Christ himself, we always talk of him as being perfect, but it said, it pleased God to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. So in some sense, Jesus wasn't perfect. He had to be made perfect. He became perfect by suffering. So maybe I'll become perfect by suffering. Maybe I won't be quite perfect till I suffer. If that's the case, then I need to suffer because I have to be perfect to be pleasing to God. But at some point in our life, God will look at us and see us as perfect. And if we die in that state, the thing is, if we believe in Christ, we will die like that. If we believe that he is God, we believe in his blood, we will die perfect. He will be good to us. That is his mercy. That is my faith. I believe that he will do that for me. See, that's faith. If you believe something else, like, oh, well, I'll do whatever. I'm going to sin. I'm going to do these things. Hey, you know, but God forgives me and blah, 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 blah. That doctrine is satanic. Then you might as well say, let us do evil that good may come. You might as well say, hey, my wickedness commends the righteousness of God. You might as well say it. But that's not the gospel. The first one who preached it came saying, John the Baptist, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So verse 29, is he God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, seeing it is one God, which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Hey, isn't that what I've been saying? So I swear, sometimes I think this is just paper. This is just nonsense they're talking, with the way some preachers today talk.